Well, this week on Rochester Speaks, we are highlighting some local high school sports teams who have excelled on and off the field. And this week, we're diving in with Coach Sean Cavaney, heading on over to Pittsford to hear a little bit about the Pittsford Mendon Vikings baseball team, the state champion Pittsford Mendon Vikings. So we're joined by Coach Sean Cavaney. First of all, Coach, congratulations on your Class A state championship this year. How does it feel to be state champions once again in Mendon?
It feels great. It feels, you know, this is when I
came into the program, you know, a sectional title. The last time that happened was 2001.
And
I talked to these, but when I came in, these six seniors I had this year were all sophomores. I said, hey, look, we can really make something special here and achieve, you know, not only sectionals, but states. If you guys put in the work, you guys believe in and trust in the process and do what we're asking you of as our coaches, and they bought in. And it was a rough go of it when you start, you know, sophomores at the varsity level. You go through your learning curve, correct? Right?
Yeah.
We went 6-14 my first year, and we went through some ups and downs of learning how to play winning baseball.
Yeah.
And then, you know, last year we go 9-11, and we could see that we were making the right steps, moving in the right direction. And this year, these guys, they wanted to kick the door down and announce themselves with some presence. And they really got after it all fall, all winter.
And even all spring.
They had
one goal, and that goal
was to lead Mendon with a championship.
And that they did, state champions this year. And I know starting, you said first sectional championship in like 24 years. That's awesome. And it wasn't like the sectional run that you made. You didn't really have any super tight games there. As far as what I could see, you blowing past Easting and Eastridge there with no problem. But then those state tournament games got a little bit dicey. What was the difference there when you went to the state tournament after kind of cruising through Section 5?
You know, and we played Batavia, Eastridge, really good baseball program. I have a lot of respect for the coaches there, the players in those programs. Really good programs. We just happened to be at a spot, and I go back to, you know, Sutherland beating us 13-0 on our home field the week before sectional start. And it was kind of that eye-opener that we needed. And after the game, I told our guys, I am so glad that we got this out of the way now, because we can't afford to play like that come sectional time.
And they responded.
And I
only know this because we had our banquet the other night. I told the guys, since Sutherland beat us 13-0, we won by a combined score of 76-7.
Wow.
Over nine games.
And that's a credit to our offense, understanding our approach, and everybody realizing they don't have to do it themselves. All year we've talked about just pass a baton to the next guy. Give the next guy an opportunity to get the job done. They'll come through for you. And it was pass it down, pass it to the next guy. And our pitching staff, I mean, I can't say enough good things. They really dealt for us all year long. Cam, Ethan, Eli, those guys. You know, I could go on. We had about 7 or 8 guys that just dealt for us all year long to really allow our offense to just kind of understand, hey, we get a run here, we're good. Our pitchers are good enough to keep the score. You know, if we want to play a low-scoring game, we can play a low-scoring game. If we need to you know, score 7-8 runs a game, we'll score 7-8 runs a game, and our pitch staff will only give up 1 or 2. So a lot of credit goes to the guys and buying into the philosophy that the next man up is going to get the job done. Just give them the opportunity. They're going to come through for you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that pitching staff, because looking at some of the results in the state tournament, like beating and shutting out Amherst, right? Although that looked like that was an absolutely thrilling game. And then shutting out the state runner-up and winning the state championship and only giving up two runs and one run in a couple of those late section tournament games. Like, these numbers are ridiculous. What is it about this pitching staff and probably the defense too, right, that's able to shut down opponents?
So our pitchers, you know, we really harp on them that, hey, we have to throw strikes. If we throw strikes, we'll make plays. Our defense, we work tirelessly on just the routine, understanding, make the routine play. You don't have to make the superhuman play. You just have to make the routine play. It goes back to, it's a very simple game. You catch the ball, you throw the ball. That's all it goes back to. And a lot of that, you know, I take back, you know, from my college coaching days and all the coaches that I've worked for is simplify it. Make it simple. Don't overcomplicate this. And we really just stress on, all right, routine. Make the routine play and we're going to be just fine. And our defense, we had a 97% fielding percentage. So our defense was making plays. Our pitchers were throwing strikes and making other teams put the ball in play. And when you do that, it's a recipe for success in keeping teams low scoring. Because you've got guys that understand, hey, I just got to come in and throw strikes.
Yeah, I may get hit. I may give up a hit or two. But you're going to have three or four or maybe even five hits in a row to score a run.
And that takes a lot of pressure off a guy on the mound, just knows that he's got to go out and throw straight.
Yeah.
And I will say we got superhuman performances from Cam and Ethan down the stretch. I mean, Cam striking out 16 in the sectional final and then striking out 16 gross batters. You know, so those games help.
You know, when your pitcher's out there dealing like that, you're feeling really good about yourself as a team.
And Ethan against Maine Endwell, and I don't know how many people know it, Ethan was battling food poisoning.
Oh, wow.
Ethan was...
Not that I found out about it.
He didn't tell me.
But he was throwing up that morning.
Of course. He wants to play, right?
Right. Like he was sicker than a dog that morning and went out and gave us 6 1/3 shutout baseball. And then I bring Eli in with, you know, the tying runs on base and the go-ahead run at the plate. And Eli goes to work and gets a strikeout and the ground out to end the game. Again, it goes back to understanding, hey, I just have to throw strikes. My defense is going to make plays for me. And really buying into that philosophy as a pitching staff and as a team.
Yeah.
Our pitchers are going to keep us in games, and we just have to trust that the next guy up is going to do the same job as the guy in front of him.
Yeah. Yeah, now, in that Amherst game, especially, low scoring, extra innings even, and then even in the state title game, like you talked about, what does it take from a leadership standpoint, you as the coach, to keep the guys dialed in, to keep them confident in those moments? Because you're in a state title game. Like, these kids have dreamed about this probably their entire life, and here you are with a tying run up to bat, and they come through in the clutch like that. What does that say about the identity of this team and also you, their leader?
So, about, I'd say, 3/4 of the way through the season, a coach that I know, Jeremy Singer, out at Georgia Gwinnett, he does Twitter posts every week, and it's just him sitting in his car just talking to people. And his message was, it's already been written. The story's already been written. You just get to live out that chapter.
Yeah.
And I sent that to my 6 seniors, and I said, look, our story's already been written. We just get to live out the chapters and see what that next chapter brings for us. Win, lose, or draw, it's already been written. We just get to live it out. And I think, you know, we really embodied that going down the stretch. Was, it's not too big of a moment. It was already written that we were supposed to be here. Now we just have to play the game. And it takes a lot of the pressure off of,
oh my goodness, this is a sectional final game. Oh my goodness, this is a state championship game. It's, we're supposed to be here. This was what was written for us. We just have to finish the story. And how do you want to finish that story? Do whatever you can to finish the story the way you want it to finish. And that I really attribute to where we found our most success was realizing we're not gonna live thinking about what's next. We're just gonna live in this moment and in the present and enjoy where we're at.
Yeah, we're talking with state championship winning head coach over at Pittsford Mendon of the high school baseball team, Sean Cavaney. And coach, my final question for you, going back to some of the results here and some of these really close games that you had to win in the state tournament. It's a little different because those of us who casually watch baseball on TV, you know, the College World Series recently wrapped up, and then obviously, you know, the MLB World Series and the playoffs. Very, very exciting, but different because you have a series of games where you're, you know, I guess the better team would be more likely to win because you have multiple games that you have to win, right? But at the high school level, you have to win that one game. There's no series. There's no backup plan when you're in these tournaments. What kind of mindset does that require going in at the high school level?
Well, I think the mindset is win every inning. And we talk about the lot of men in this. We have to win the inning.
Right? Even if it's 0-0, did we win that inning? Did we put together great quality at bats? Did we pitch well? Did we play defense well?
If we can check off those three things, then we can win an inning. And if we can score a run every inning, we'll be great. We play a lot of small ball. We're not afraid to bunt any one of our hitters, 1 through 9.
You know, I think if you look at the game against Amherst, you know, in the bottom of the ninth, my 3-hitter,
Colton Forning, leads off with a single. Well, you got to bunt here. You got to get a guy to second base to give yourself a shot.
Nobody wants to bunt their 4-hitter.
Right, clean up.
That's our cleanup guy.
Yeah.
But we ask him to get a bunt down, which he does. Because we practice those things.
Yeah. We practice those little things.
And so your 4-hitter gets a bunt down.
And I think, you know, Sam Harrigan, our freshman there, hits a double to win the game. But it's doing those little things and winning every inning and not looking ahead to what's next, staying in the moment really helps in those
one-game playoffs almost,
where you win or you go home. So I think that having our guys in that mindset, understanding, doing those little things every inning will pay off.
Yeah, and what's next for you guys heading for the state championship number 2 in a row? You're going to be starting that mission here shortly, I'm sure. The preparation begins early, right? Getting ready for that. Have you already thought about that, or you're still celebrating your state title this year?
No, we've already sort of, you know, thought about how our guys are off playing summer baseball and different travel teams. So my assistants and I will be going out to watch as many of our guys as we can, kind of get an understanding of what's coming in, what's coming back, those sort of things, who's been working on what. And then come fall, you know, come September, as soon as we can get there, we'll be out on the field. We do a intensive fall. We are on the field 3 days a week. And then in the winter, we're in the gym 3 to 4 nights a week, either, you know, doing a high intensity training workout or hitting or throwing. We're constantly, you know, honing in on our craft, trying to get better. And that's really all we ask of the guys is just come ready to work. Come ready to work and get back after it. And I think some of the younger guys that were on the team this year have that taste in their mouth like, all right, we can get back here. We got to work, but we can get back here. And what can I do to help get us back there?
He is head coach Sean Cavaney from the Pittsford Mendon Vikings, state champions this year in Class A. Pittsford Mendon Vikings baseball.com. Yes, they have a website and social media too. Follow them on X, Instagram, Facebook. They got awesome opportunities for you to connect with them. And watch out for them next year, Section 5, because the Vikings going for their second consecutive, not only section championship, but state championship. Coach Cavaney, thanks so much for your time this morning, and go Vikings.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.